terrorism investigators have revealed that a computer chip used on cell phones helped them track a network of terror suspects around the world. The chips are known as subscriber identity module cards, or SIM cards. They plug into a cell phone and carry prepaid minutes so the phone user can connect to cellular networks. And one of those SIM cards ultimately helped lead investigators to the man accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was arrested last March. Reporter Don Van Atta writes about this in today's New York Times, and he joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, great to be with you.
This all goes back to April of 2002 and a call from a man who's already under surveillance in Germany to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. What happened? Walk us through that.
It was a phone call from a man named Christian Gonzarski, and the authorities in Germany suspected him of being a member of Al-Qaeda. He placed a one-minute phone call to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on April 11th, 2002. There was no discussion at all during that phone call. It was basically a heads up to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that a bombing that had been planned in Tunisia was about to take place. But the authorities heard that phone call, and that began this investigation known as Mont Blanc.
And they didn't know who that phone call was to at the time.
They didn't at the time. They didn't until a couple of weeks later when they actually arrested Mr. Gonzarski and searched his apartment in Germany and found his cell phone and some phone numbers that he had called and also a book of other numbers. And they realized one was to a phone in Pakistan, and it turned out that belonged to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Now, where does the SIM card come into this?
The SIM card comes into the fact that it was really the popular card of Al-Qaeda. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed used a phone with a Swisscom phone card. That's a company in Switzerland that sells these phone cards. And at the time, members who bought them did not have to give any personal information when they bought them. And that's why Al-Qaeda liked it. They thought it had protected their anonymity because they were buying these cards and didn't have to give any personal information. Well, the authorities got onto it when they realized Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had this particular phone card. And when he was arrested in Pakistan in March, they determined through hundreds of phone numbers that he had in a phone book and also in his phone, that a lot of the members of Al-Qaeda had Swisscom phone cards. And it really gave them a head start to track down live cells that were planning attacks in Indonesia and in Saudi Arabia.
Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was switching phones, you write. He wasn't using the same cell phone, but he was using the same Swisscom SIM cards.
Right. And that's what the authorities were able to get a bead on in trying to locate him. And through technology, they're able to find out when somebody uses a phone a general area that they're in, not a precise area. And once they found the general area that he was in Pakistan, the authorities had some human intelligence that led them directly to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's safe house. And that's when he was captured on March 1st of last year.
Why were your sources revealing this to you? I mean, it does seem like they're betraying their own investigative tools and letting people know what not to do.
Well, I stumbled upon this with another reporter at the Times named Desmond Butler last summer, actually, while the investigation was quite live. We had heard about this from an investigator in Europe who asked us not to write about it at the time, and we didn't. It wasn't until early February that that particular investigator told me that this investigation, known as Mont Blanc, for all intents and purposes, had ended. And so for that reason, I think people were a little bit more willing to talk about it. They've determined that Al-Qaeda is not using these Swisscom phone cards anymore. They've kind of gotten wise to that. They're using emails, they're using internet telephones, and messages. Really, messages is the communication form of choice for Al-Qaeda. It's a lot harder, of course, to communicate that way, but that's the way they feel is the safest way to communicate, according to investigators.
Don Van Atta, thanks very much.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Don Van Atta is an investigative reporter with The New York Times.